And I am here with Dr. Robert Antell and Allison Holleben. Let me start with you, Robert, at the beginning. What was it about the Beatles and what was it about collecting that launched you down this path?
As a kid, I always liked the Beatles. I was a little young, but I just enjoyed their... I thought their music was... It just transcended time. It was melodious, and I just could relate to the Beatles.
Yeah, you and a whole bunch of other people. And what got you started into collecting?
When I was a medical student, I was in London, and I was bored. I went to Portobello Market. I liked the Beatles, and I saw somebody selling some little Beatles things on a card table. So I bought a couple things, brought them back to the States, and that's when it all started.
Amazing, amazing. Well, Allison, how did you get involved in this wonderful project?
Well, I have an education in museum studies from Johns Hopkins University, and so I came back home and I Googled museums near me, and little did I know that there was a Beatles museum right in my backyard. So I reached out and said, hey, do you guys need any help? And I was taken on to help catalog the collection, and now I'm helping with this new design, this new space.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So just now, Robert, tell us about the museum. What can people expect to see if they come up to Dunedin to visit?
This Beatles Museum is a visual overload of memorabilia going from the 60s to current day. And it's really for the whole family. We've got everything from Yellow Submarine all the way to Beatles hair to guitars they played and clothes they worn. And we just love when people come from all over. And everybody seems to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's something as a amateur musician, I do go out and play live in front of people every once in a while. But there is something about the music that came out of that era, maybe back into the 50s, that really transcends time. When I was a kid, and granted, when you're a kid, you're kind of a knucklehead. If the music was what my parents liked, my default position was not to like it, whether it was any good or not. That was just what we did. And now I, of course, look back and go, wow, some of those guys are pretty good. Frank Sinatra could sing, couldn't he? Rosemary Clooney, she was pretty good. But now it's like I, you know, play a Beatles tune or an old Neil Young or a James Taylor tune, and they're kids singing along. That just is extraordinary to me. I mean, that's just the normal thing, of course, for them. But it really is a... I think are just an example of how powerful and long-lasting those great old tunes are.
Yeah. The breadth of the knowledge of some of the kids, it's amazing how much they know about the Beatles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They could win trivia contests. And you would never believe it until they come in.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, again, the Beatles, they, you know, started out as maybe the early 60s version of what we might call a boy band nowadays. And then they evolved into something dramatically different. And that's another thing about the Beatles that has always struck me is, you know, some bands begin and end as a blues band. The Beatles went way beyond that sort of typical kinds of thing.
Which is something Allison can talk about in our new museum, how it's going to be planned and designed. We're going to have a timeline. Why don't you talk a little
bit
about
please
it?
Yeah,
just to go over the impact that the Beatles had from the early years to the late years, the impact they had on music, but also on society, even on fashion. They helped rewrite the narrative of everybody who was growing up at that time.
Yeah, yeah. And the Beatles landed here in
February 1964. 64,
right. And it was not long after Kennedy had been assassinated. And a lot of people will talk about how that moment, the Beatles arriving, really had an impact, as you say, on the country at large, not just to, you know, young women screaming at the Ed Sullivan Show.
Right. Yeah. It was more than just music. It was hairstyles and culture and norms.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they influenced society in many ways, and that continued because McCartney and Lennon were basically the modern Mozarts.
I like that. They were definitely the modern Mozarts. So what's the timeline, you think, for moving here to St. Pete, and what prompted it?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we looked around the Tampa Bay area. We considered other cities, but the sweet spot, St. Petersburg, this is really where it's at. This is where the excitement is. We've got a whole variety of other museums here, and the Beatles Museum will just balance out the museum experience in St. Petersburg. So we actually have now signed, and we're going to be building out a museum right in the heart of downtown St. Pete. And it'll take about maybe 6 to 8 months to build it out. But after that, we're going to have our permanent home right here in downtown St. Pete.
That is just super exciting. And Allison, you get to kind of spearhead this project.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun is that?
It's so much fun. But the weight is on your shoulders. How do you tell the story of the Beatles?
Oh, sure.
And how do you do it properly? And, you know, a lot of people are going to look at you and wonder why you chose to say one thing
right.
or not the other.
Right.
So I can't stop smiling. I love the fact that I get to do this.